Kanae from Showa Women's University. Today I have a guest. His name is Mr. Gary Wolf, and he's corporate communication consultant. I want to ask him about his hobby today. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Kanae.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What is your hobby?
Well, I have so many, but by far my favorite, my most passionate hobby is mountain climbing. Yeah, Yamanobori. I love it.
Did you like climbing mountains before you came to Japan?
Yes, I did. My hometown, Houston, is very flat, and so mountains are very, very special. The nearest mountain to Houston is probably 700 or 800 kilometers away. And in my Boy Scout days, we would often go on summer camping trips to New Mexico or Colorado. And so that's when I first got interested in mountain climbing, is when I was still a teenager.
Mm-hmm. How many mountains have you ever climbed so far?
I've climbed many of the highest peaks in a number of the states in America. They're called the high points. The highest point in a state is called a high point. I've climbed, I think, 12 or 13 in America. Wow. And in Japan, I've climbed all of the highest 24 peaks.
24.
Yeah, from Fujisan to Kitadake to Okuhotakadake, Yarigatake, all the way down to the mountain that I climbed just a couple of months ago, Kasagatake, which is up in Gifu. Yeah, it's just beautiful. But yeah, I'm passionate about the Alps, Northern Alps, the Chuo Alps, the Minami Alps. They're all just so beautiful.
What do you think the attraction of climbing mountain is?
For me, it's a way to escape the concrete jungle, to get away from the big city, and to enjoy fantastic scenery and fresh air, and be able to see stars in the sky, you know, in the Milky Way, and shooting stars, and it's so beautiful up there. You can sometimes see wildlife. You can see, I've seen monkeys and ptarmigan, these little birds that live on the ground. I've seen so many different kinds of wildflowers, and it's just the ultimate nature experience for me. And my mom always tells me never to stop mountain climbing, because that's what keeps me young. Keeps me in good shape.
Which mountain is your favorite and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say probably my favorite was Kashima Yarigatake. And that's one I climbed 2 years ago.
Where is it?
It's in the Northern Alps, and it's down south of the Kamikochi, the area that's got, you know, like Okuhotakadake and Yarigatake. And it's a little bit difficult to get to, and it took me and my friend, it took us two times to climb it, actually. Mm-hmm. The first time we went, we unfortunately had to cancel after we'd already hiked in one day because of very, very terrible weather and very serious light. It was a lightning storm, Kaminari, and we said, oh, no, we don't want any part of this, so we got out of there. But it's just so spectacular. When you get there, you can see so many more of the Northern Alps from the summit. The views up there are just breathtaking. So the most difficult was Tsurugidake. And that one is just, it's like borderline technical. It's got, you know, many, many ropes and chains and ladders and things that you have to hold on to get to the top. And it can be a little dangerous. But I think I enjoyed Kashima Yarigatake the best.
What was the most scariest experience, like getting lost in the mountain?
For me, was a place called Daikireto. And it's a very, very sharp drop that you have to go down when you travel from Okuhotakadake, which is the third tallest mountain in Japan, over to Yarigatake, which is the fifth tallest. It's called Daikireto because it's in Japanese, it's the big cut. And so you've got to go down really, really steep and come on the other side, back up again, very steep. You go down 300 or 400 meters, I think. Going up, for me, is no problem because you're always looking up. But going down is almost vertical. And that for me is very, very scary. Yeah, and I've been climbing since I was a teenager, but that was very scary for me. Daikireto. Be careful if you go.
Thank you very much for coming here today. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I got to know the attraction of climbing mountains. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Kanai. It was a pleasure being here with you today.